Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
For what?
Bruh, you didn't even give me nothing. I said 5 minutes. You sent it in 4.
Oh, no. I gave you 4 minutes and 30 seconds. In 4 minutes and 30 seconds. You gave me 5. Okay. If you needed more, you asked for more. Ain't no damn grace period around here. I know how you get down. Because if I give you an inch, you taking 6 miles.
Oh, shoot. Hey, y'all.
What up, though?
Excuse our little banter. I'm like, best you trying to record? You ready to record?
Listen.
He's like, yep. I said, give me 5 minutes so I can get to a quiet location. Homeboy sent the link immediately.
I sent a countdown.
Why do you play so much, bro?
No, but look though, you can't play with best. I promise. This is cliche, but I promise. If anybody in mankind history was to be late to their own funeral, it would be best. I cannot make this up. I have no reason to exaggerate this. Trust me.
Oh,
11 years strong. You've been on time maybe twice.
Not twice. That is really pushing it.
Make best. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
You ain't gotta tell these people my business.
I love you. That's all that matters.
Nah, listen. Listen, y'all. If anybody did love me, it'd be him because he's so esticular about time. And man, what's so sad, y'all, is the fact that Bess know me so well. He knows that even if everything is running smoothly, I'm on time. Something is going to prevent me from executing it. Something.
And in Bess' defense, it is not always her fault. I will say that. But typically, in some indirect manner, the crisis could have been averted. Yeah.
Screw you, pal. I'm on top today.
Real quick, first things first, happy belated birthday to Beth.
Period.
You know, happy belated birthday to Ariana.
Who?
Shanae Paul.
Oh my God. We about to edit all that out. You a real too federal. They find this podcast, I try to act like it ain't me, and you just blew it.
Oh, man.
I'm going down now.
I'm sorry. Listen, the people need to know the real us, okay?
No.
Don't worry, my skeleton is going to come out during story time a little later. I already told you.
Jesus. Y'all, we've been forgetting to say it, but welcome to episode 25.
Welcome to episode 25.
It took 25 years to get.
Right. Quarter, what's 100? Quarter of a, what's 100? Damn.
As far as what?
Yeah, I guess you're right. So I was thinking a century, but that's time.
Exactly. That's what I'm like, in what manner?
Hey, y'all gotta excuse me, man. I left the dentist not too long ago, so I kinda, if I sound a little odd. Well, no, so that's interesting because I've never been on Laughing Gas, even to this day. I don't know where they do that at. I wanna say they do that at my dentist, but I'm trying to figure out what kind of procedure you get, because whenever I go, they just stab me up a couple times in my jaw, and then, you know, I'm good to go. I don't feel ish. I mean, you know, a little pressure, like a bird.
You could be biting your tongue right now for all we know.
Yeah, and I have. Not today, but I have. Yeah. But you know what? I figured it out because, okay, so I'm on this path to bettering myself physically as well as spiritually and superficially. So my mouth, man, my teeth. I'm always complimented on my smile, So you know, I'm flattered, but I feel like there's always room for improvement because I don't really like my teeth and my smile and all that stuff. So I'm improving it. So with that being said, I've been to the dentist maybe 5-6 times in the past 6 months, just for various reasons. Because I'm really trying to get what my mom would refer to as superstar teeth, like Tyrese, for example, or who else got super nice teeth? Like Tay Diggs, his teeth are pretty nice. You know, people like that. So, point being, now I'm on my right side. So if I give y'all the Kanye or the 50 vibe, just excuse me. Just know that I'm here. I drink a Boost for breakfast, an Insha for dessert. Hey, you know. I told y'all I was going
to sing to these people today.
You okay. Are, listen, I warned them last time. If y'all didn't want to listen, okay, so be it. But anyway, so yeah, but I'm here for y'all. The right side of my mouth is numb, but you know, I'm still in the building. So what's good?
Man, so yeah, turned 30 yesterday. That was crazy. I felt it immediately because I needed a nap. I mean, that's kind of really not out of the usual because I'd be always needing that. You know? But yeah, I really felt it yesterday. I was on the go 24/7 yesterday. But, Bez, I'm sitting there at dinner or whatever, and guess who strolls through the door?
Let's see. My first guess is going to be an ex.
Hell no. I would hope that we wouldn't be just casually.
Wait, this was a pleasant surprise?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Moms.
Moms, bro. Moms walked in the building.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, oh. And you know me, I'm sensitive. So I was crying. I'm like, come on, girl.
Oh, it was.
Makeup.
Oh, you weren't expecting it.
At all, Bess. Like, at all. So me and Moms is supposed to be in Vegas right now, living it up, right. You know, for 30. And, she got sick about 2.5 weeks ago. So me just, you know, being precautionary, I just end up canceling everything. And she ended up getting better and getting tested and freaking going, being able to go back to work and everything. But it was too canceled everything.
Right.
And then, you know, by the time you try to rebook it, it was just way too expensive. So she was like, well, we'll just reschedule, you know, whatever. And I'm like, ah, but I'm still turning 30 today, you know, being a brat.
Right.
And she was like, you know, we'll make up for it, whatever. So whole day, I knew something was odd because, you know, when you share your location with somebody and you stop sharing it, it shows up in your text messages. So I don't think mama knew that. So. But also, it's happened before in the past, and it's happened before in the past, and it end up she just pushed something, you know, and cut it off. So I asked her, I'm like, Ma, you know, your text message say that you stopped sharing your location. What's up? And she did it like 2 days prior to my birthday, and she was like, girl, I don't know. She was like, I didn't probably push something or whatever. She was like, but my phone been messing up anyway. She was like, I'm gonna take it to Verizon today. She was like, so you might not be able to get me. She was like, my phone ain't holding a charge, you know, whatever. Made up this whole story.
Right.
So it had been hours since I had heard from my mama, y'all. And I'm like, I kept hitting her. Like, I was trying to FaceTime her and she wouldn't answer. And I'm like, Ma, come on. I'm trying to, you know, show you my makeup. I done got dressed, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And she was like, if you don't hear from me, you know, my phone was at Verizon or whatever. So I hadn't talked to her. She had called me. And by that time, I couldn't answer. I was headed to dinner. And I just texted her. I was like, I'll just hit you up after dinner. And she was like, okay. She was like, but I will be at work by then. She was like, but I still should be able to answer. So I was like, okay, cool. So I go sit down, getting, you know, set up, everybody coming in into the dinner or whatever. And y'all, I just happened to look up and my mama just walking in the door. Man, I start bawling on the spot. And yeah. I'm like, bro, I'm going to mess up my nice makeup. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I was going to say, as soon as you told me that, I knew you was getting your JT on.
Crying your river.
I already knew. Yeah. That's dope, though. That is a very pleasant surprise. I'm glad, man. Especially since y'all had plans and whatnot. So I know that did it for you.
Man, did it. Then the only thing that could have took it over the top, I'd have probably passed out. You would have walked in too. I was like, oh, Lord.
I'm right behind you. I would have came in jigging.
Right. It's got to be extra. Yeah, man. That mess was amazing. It really was. So, yeah, the night, everything turned out swell, but that bill was ugly.
For real?
Bruh.
Wait, where you end up going?
I went to St. Elmo's.
Ooh, I heard they got bomb steak.
Best. I literally thought about you because of them steaks that we had when we was in Orlando, but that mess was ridiculous.
So you know in my notes, I got a list of food places and my list is long as hell. And I got
me too.
Bruh, and I got it for different locations, right? So I got like Florida, I got Indiana, I got Chicago. That's pretty much it, because those are the places.
Why are we the same person? I have Chicago, Indiana, and I got Chicago, Indiana, and I got Houston.
Right, right. And I imagine when I do make my way out to Houston, that's gonna probably add, you know, to the list too. But point being, I don't even have that many places for Indianapolis, but I do know for a fact that I got St. Elmo's on there.
Bruh, go. Run.
Oh, I can't wait. We going together, matter of fact, when I'm out there. Oh, not to bounce, but just so you know, man, Eddie is finally jumping the broom, and I got the invite. Now, of course, so it's not until July 9th, so I am going to make a trip out there. I'm also... at least in Northwest Indiana, July 9th, I'm attending a wedding, and I'm going to be fresher than so, you know.
Dang, not fresher than, not stealing a man's shine.
I can't wait, man, dude. I can't wait, man. And plus, I love my weddings. I've been to a few, and I love them, man. But yeah, St. Elmo's is definitely gonna be the move whenever I come back out there.
Yeah, I'm ready. I got a lot of outfits.
So you've been to Ruth Chris, right?
Yes, several times.
It's the same price. When I went for my birthday last year or year before last, it was three of us, one of us being a child because it was Jay. And I mean, him being my child, he still ended up getting like steak, and he got it like medium rare or whatever, like his pops. He's so sadiddy. And he so we ended up spending like a little over two.
Yep, sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Okay.
Yeah. Because right. I didn't even get the biggest steak or nothing. I just got like a cowboy ribeye, and we got king crab mac and cheese. I paid $12 for some skillet mushrooms, and them, man, they was everything. I didn't regret it at all.
They sound like magic.
Listen, only you could enjoy mushrooms with me like that. Everybody else is like, yo.
Man, what?
Mind your business. Don't look over here.
I would have ordered it twice.
Okay, I thought about it. I ain't going to even lie to you, but they brought out so many, I had some to bring home. So
I was, you know what, that's funny, I was just about to say, you know, a restaurant got good food when it's damn near after you warm it up.
Best, tell me why I took a bite of cold steak today and it was still fire.
Best, you ain't gotta tell me, I'm already knowing.
Yeah, that mess was everything, y'all.
Like, dog. All right, okay, we sound fat. All right, what's up? wait, hold on, I just want to say happy birthday again. I'm glad you enjoyed your dirty 30. I'm glad somebody was able to make you cry, even though it ain't hard, but you know.
Hey.
You right.
Watch yourself.
Happy tears, of course. Bez is the hardest, most sensitive gangster I have ever come across in my life. When I tell y'all, she has no problem stepping to the hardest dude, but then the softest, most cutest thing will have her tearing up. I don't get it. I'm still trying to figure it out. Don't ask me.
Hey, I'm a nice balance. That's all I can say. I'm the yin and the yang.
You ain't lying. All right, yeah, I guess that's it. Oh, real quick, before we get into the topics, last thing. So, I can't feel the right side of my face because of where he had to numb me. But this is the thing. My nose is itching, but when I go to scratch it, I feel nothing. And it's super irritating because how do you have an itch to scratch, but you can't feel it when you do scratch it? I don't know. I try to study science. It don't make sense. Okay, I just want
Don't scratch it because you're gonna have a bruise later.
I'm gonna be red as fuck later. I'm gonna just be red and scarred, wondering what the hell happened. Like, damn, who whooped my ass?
You.
Me? Yeah, exactly.
You and that Novocaine. Tell your ass up.
Hey man, that doctor be bad. He be numbing the hell out of me. I'm like, am I done, doctor? Can I go though? Like, bro. Ooh, I know how 50 be feeling. You nigga.
Don't start, man.
Okay, I'm done. All right, moving on.
Right, real quick side note though, y'all. I am terrified of the dentist. They have to drug me just to get me in the door.
You know
and
what?
And I'm not bullshitting y'all. Seriously.
You know what? I respect that. I really do. But you know what, best? As I get older, it's not as bad as we make it seem. Especially like you said, if the dentist is working with you, like, hey, can you feel anything? Okay, I'll give you some more. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this dentist, he's really dope. He's dope at his job. He never has to hit me, you know, 2-3 times with it. You know, I love it. I love this part. And then the ladies up front, they cool as hell. They all Colombian. And Colombian girls are wild, man. But they, I'm telling you, they so damn wild. But they dope, man. They good at their jobs. Great customer service. I love this place. So, you know, I found a nice little spot to keep getting my dental work at. And I got an appointment with the orthodontist the end of next month. So, you know, I'm on my way, man. Me and Jay, we going to be out here just flexing, you know.
Listen, I'm about to join y'all, because I've been on this hunt to get braces for the last year. But I had so much work that had to be done from your damn Godfew.
Right.
Y'all, I was so sick when I was pregnant with my son that I was throwing up 3 and 4 times a day. And if anybody know, you know that mess is detrimental to your enamel. So I had to go through so much, you know, reconstructive type of stuff.
Yeah.
Before I could even get, you know.
Damage control and all that stuff.
Yep. But see, we all gonna be out here brace facing it together.
Man, you ain't lying. And I have a whole new respect for preventative maintenance, man. Because when I tell you that when I am done with everything, bruh, you ain't going to catch me without floss in my hand. You're going to be like, damn, Bash, you at it again.
Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm.
I'm talking every bite. I'm flossing, bruh. It's too much work as far as, like, if you wait too long. You know what I'm saying? That right. Catch-up game, dude, it ain't worth it, man. You better off just staying on top of it. Making
exactly.
It your
go
daily
every
routine.
6 months, y'all.
Exactly.
Toothbrush out, what, every 3?
Yeah. And invest, man. Invest in a good toothbrush. Stop BSing at Walgreens or at the dollar store, man. I'm telling you. I mean, Walgreens, if you go, they got some good ones. But I'm saying, like, the real quick ones that you're trying to grab at 3 a.m, like, it's an investment, dude. Spend $80 on a toothbrush. I'm telling you, it's worth it. I got Jay brushing 2-3 times a day now, just so he gets in that rhythm. I'm telling you, man, we own it. We ain't playing no games.
So, period.
Yeah. But my face still itch. All right. Let's get into these topics.
All right, Bess, where you want to go first? You can kick it off.
Oh, I ain't even looking at the list. I'm going to wing it. So you tell me.
F it. You want to hit we can do the hot topics first.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Hot topics, no pun intended.
I was going to say, okay. I knew that's where you was going with that.
Okay. I didn't think about it until after I said it. But anywho.
Drizzy Drake Rogers?
Yeah. That mess was hilarious.
Yeah, he got a whole new meaning to term. You burning. Yeah. What's that about?
Y'all, so if you're not familiar, allegedly Drake is being sued for putting hot sauce in a condom. So, you want to go ahead, Bess?
No, you can go ahead. I just want to say one thing and then I'll let you pop it off. I just want to say when I first read it, because I didn't read it in detail. I just kept seeing, like, the reaction on Twitter. Because, you know me,
I thought it was a joke.
I ain't on social media like that. So, right. It's hard for me to, like, know what's going on. I don't be knowing what's going on when I pop on Twitter, see what's trending, and I just be confused, so I log off. But but when you first mentioned it to me, and when I first saw it, I thought I was confused. I thought he was like mixing. I thought he was like putting hot sauce in the condom and then putting it on him. And then I kept reading, and I
yeah, it was confusing. Yeah,
right. So I just want to say that, but that's not what he's doing. So you can go ahead, Bash. You can pop it off.
So allegedly was kicking it with some girl, you know. Then they decided to have consensual sex. He got up after it was over, you know, excused himself, go in the bathroom, you know, get himself together, come back out. The girl goes in the bathroom next, and I guess I guess she was like yelling because she didn't fish the condom out and tried to dump it, you know, mm-hmm. artificially inseminate, not artificially, you know, but mm-hmm. inseminate herself. But Drake had put hot sauce in the condom because he said it was going to kill the sperm, which I don't know who told him that.
Right. Sperm side. Yeah.
But long story short, she tried to blame this man like he was in the wrong.
Right.
And that's just, I mean, I don't even know how to put it no plainly, no more plainly than that. Like, I can literally picture the whole thing happening.
So, my thing is, Drake obviously has a routine. So, this is the first time that he's come across this, or this is the first chick to admit that she was bold enough and, I don't even know the term.
She gotta be young. Think about
I mean, young. At the end of, like, it takes courage for you to come out with this story talking about you gonna sue, because you have to admit to what you did, which was the fact that you was trying to trap this man.
Exactly.
That takes gawk.
Listen, it had to be a young chick. Old chicks just take their hot cooch and go. I guarantee
hot, you. Hot cooch. Lord.
Go.
That's rough. So Drake ain't saying nothing about it yet?
I ain't seen nothing, though. Mm. I ain't seen him saying nothing. That's why I thought it was fake. I'm like, man, who done came up with this?
I mean, has it been confirmed by anybody credible?
Let me... Not that I'm aware of, but it's definitely been all over the, you know, internet.
Yeah, I know it's huge. I know it's viral. I know it's reached Drake by now, which, you know, that's why I say, like, he ain't said nothing about me. He might drop a song next week and make some reference to it.
He definitely hot sauce song. Okay, so he, you know how it is. He'll do the whole little you know, innuendo, or you know, like kind of beat around the bush. Only thing he did was post a picture and say, "You can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes."
Okay. Okay, I got you. I'm trying to picture this. Interesting.
Damn, he posted a shirtless picture. What was that?
Yeah. So, I don't know. If that's the case, Drake, he need his own hazardous bag. You know them red bags they got at the... hazardous material, that's what it is. Hazmat bags, that's what he needs to just carry around, because you can't just be tying it up and throwing it in the trash no matter what you're putting in there. Like, you Drake, dog, somebody gonna try. That's what I'm saying. I feel like he got a whole routine. So this man really put hot sauce in it every time.
My thing is, who the fuck taught you this? Okay, so y'all just roll with me. So say the hot sauce doesn't kill the sperm, okay? A girl puts it in there anyway and keeps it in there, even though it burning the fuck out of her,
mm-hmm.
and still get pregnant.
Right.
Then what?
That baby gonna come out loving chicken. She gonna be wondering why.
Baby gonna be redhead. Like, come on, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know who told him that that was the way to go. Why not just flush the condom?
So I was thinking that, but then at the same time, silicone don't really go down the drainage pipe like that. It's not supposed to.
Right, but I mean, like, I'm sure people try to flush worse things. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, people try to flush babies, so I'm sure.
Oh, Jesus.
No? Too dark? Okay.
Wait.
Well, now I know the line.
Jesus, you've been on the line. Cut. Cut. Somebody come get his mic.
Boo, get him off stage.
Oh, if they ain't quit us yet, they gonna quit us today. Lord. Yeah, excuse my best friend.
My fault. The Novocaine. Man, I swear it is. My dude, I think the right side of my brain is numb too, dog. Oh Lord, I can't even wink.
Oh my gosh. I wish we was FaceTiming.
Bruh.
Y'all best don't like the FaceTime.
Hell no. What do I need to see you for? See me. I don't need to see you.
He's irritating.
Not you, but like people in general.
I knew the hell you wouldn't talk about me. You be so lucky.
Hey, I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea though. I ain't over here slobbing. Like so the work that I got done today was the top right. So my bottom is cool. I could feel the bottom right side of my mouth. It's the top, but I guess like that nerve is connected to other stuff, other muscles or whatever. So I legit can't feel the right side of my face with the exception of my bottom right lip.
They done messed you all up.
Yeah, he talking about it. He killed me too, because I go there, like I said, all the time. He be talking about, oh, okay, yeah, it'll wear off in an hour. Nigga, no, it don't. It take a good 4-5 hours before this wear off. So don't try to ease me into it. But anyway, back to Drizzy Drake.
Back to Drake. Y'all know the internet didn't went crazy, so they didn't put this man on the box of Trojans. And it's talking about Trojans by Drake. And it gets the little red hot symbol at the bottom.
Best, when I tell you, I told Best this, somebody missed their calling. That mess looks so freaking real. I legit almost went online to Google it, because not that I wouldn't use it, but just to collect it, just to have it and collect right. it. You know what I'm saying? As a moment in time, because that mess looks so real. It's legit a box of Trojans. It got Drake on the front holding a bottle of Red Hot, and it say 3 latex condoms with spicy lube, and it say limited edition. It got the OVO owl on it. That mess looks so freaking real. Whoever photoshopped that, whoever created that, they missed their calling.
I swear they did. I swear they did. That mess is hilarious.
So, I don't know. She can't sue him, though. So she's suing this man?
Allegedly.
Okay. I was going to say that she don't have a case. What? I don't know what lawyer.
It gotta be somebody young. And that's why I said when I heard about it, I'm like, how the fuck you going to sue this man? Because you tried to you tried to inseminate yourself. How?
Yeah. I mean, how you going to go in my fridge and grab, you know, my peanut butter jelly sandwich, and then when you have allergic reaction, you trying to blame me. Nigga, you went in my fridge. Ain't nobody tell you to go get that. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't on me.
Legit. Gotta be. Gotta be.
But I'm trying to figure out what lawyers would be dumb enough to even take that case. Like,
nobody. They gonna tell her she ain't got a leg to stand on.
At all. At all. He might mess around and counter sue.
Right.
Like, you know, It should be against the law for chicks to, unbeknownst to the male partner, to go fish out some sperm. That's not okay. So you could trap this man so he can pay you child support for the rest of your... Like, come on, man. That should be a crime.
What kind of females is Drake messing with anyway? Like, where did you find her?
That's real, too. I mean, because when you Drake, you have... Options.
You need to be selective.
You have plenty options. You ain't got to settle. It ain't, oh, it's 2:00. Let me pick somebody real quick. You Drizzy Drake Rogers. Like, you probably got a whole phone for chicks that you can call at any given time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Yeah, call one of them hoes from one of your songs back in the day. Call one of them. They safe.
So no matter how bad she is, like, dude, it ain't worth it if she ain't, you know what I'm saying? She ain't got the maturity to handle an interaction, a sexual encounter with you. Drizzy Drake, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
What would you do if he was in his case? Like, what would you do if he was in his shoes?
So, I got my own little story where they tried to get me, but they didn't. They didn't try to get me. They wanted me to believe that they tried to get me. Hold on. Jay hit me up talking about he going outside.
Must be nice. Can't go outside here.
Oh yeah. It is cold over there, huh?
Not that cold. Not today though. Yesterday it was 46 and today is 50, so you know.
Oh shit. Not y'all going to the beach. Bad. Yeah, y'all going to the beach, huh?
And period.
Shit.
I'm on my way with my snorkeling gear as soon as we get out here.
It was 8 degrees the other day. Y'all went from 8 to 50. Yeah, that's beach weather.
Listen, that's why people sick.
You ain't lying. Oh, you ain't.
Yes.
But real quick, so we're not gonna say when, you know. But I kind of had my ways back in the day. I ain't gonna front. You know, we all had some growing up to do, and we still do. But anyway, point being, man, one time, you know, I was in a relationship, but I had messed around with this one chick, and you know, we just kind of did our thing, and then I was good. I was done with it at that point. So
Jesus.
I'm with my lady at the time in the car. We on the road. We was like a little mini road trip. I forgot where we was going, but it was like a little 3-hour drive. So I'm on the road, and then out of nowhere, all I get is a picture of a positive pregnancy test, and I'm like, oh! I put my phone down real quick, and mind you, that was the last thing I was expecting. My lady right there, so I'm trying to like play it off. I'm driving, da 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 da, but she immediately was like, what's wrong? You good? You know what I'm saying? Because my whole demeanor changed at that point. Like, I couldn't help it. Like, what can you do? So I'm like, no. And I wanted to lie. To this day, I don't know why I didn't lie. Because I'm looking back, I'm like, damn, why didn't you just lie and just see what came of it? But I don't know. I guess we was just trying to, like, recover at that time. And, you know, I was trying to get to a place to where no matter what it was, I wasn't going to lie. We were just going to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Because we was off and on anyway. So it was probably one of those situations. So anyway, I showed her. I was like, boom, you know, this is what I just got. And she played it cool. But obviously, she, you know, needless to say, she was shitty. She was livid. So I'm like, this picture is something with this picture, though. Best when I tell you that, like, so let me say that me and my lady at the time, we had been trying to get pregnant. So I was familiar with, you know, the different type of pregnancy tests and ovulation tests. And I had done a lot of research, you know, because when I do something, you know, I commit. And so when I saw this picture, I'm like, man, this test, I don't know. It look outdated. It looked like a test from 1950. I'm like, what's she even finding?
Not 1950.
Best, when I tell you. Just me being me, I went to Google. I went to Google Images. I scrolled positive pregnancy test for like 6 minutes. Tell me why I came across the picture. Nigga. I had never been so upset, relieved, joyous, angry, all at the same time. Man. So I text her back. Well, I immediately show my lady to get her off my back. I'm like, nope, look, she lying. She lying. Look what I found. So
look what I found, look, boo.
Bruh. So I end up texting the chick, like, I sent her like a stale face or something. Like, really? Mind you, I'm super confused anyway, because I'm like, I wrapped it up. So and I did put it in the trash. I didn't flush it. We was at her crib, and I ain't want to be the guy that stopped up her bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I'm a a-hole, but I ain't that much of a-hole. Like, I hit it and quit it, but I ain't gonna plug up your toilet while I'm at it. You know what I'm saying? So I threw it away or whatever. So I'm like, the only way is if she went to the trash can and fished it out. But I'm like, who am I? Why would she even do that? You know what I'm saying? We weren't talking that long. She didn't know me that well. So it's like, why would she do that? So check it, though. Long story short, come to find out, basically, she was just upset that I had hit, and then that was that. Even though I never gave her any inclination that it would be more, I never let her on, none of that. But she was just that bitter and that upset that she went through the trouble of Googling a picture and really making me believe that I had got her pregnant and da-da-da-da and, oh, I'm going to keep it and blah, blah. So my thing is, how long was you going to keep this up? Because four, five, six months in, when you wasn't showing, then what was going to happen?
No, there's no baby. Appointments or nothing.
Bruh, 9 months later when there was no baby, what was you going to do? What was your goal? To have me sweating for the next 9 months? Then what? Lesson learned? Well, I'll never do that again. Bitch, please. No, you're
right.
Crazy.
I'm about to whoop your ass.
Yeah, at this point, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, dog, really, like, man, bitter women really, like, be taking it there. I'm like, oh, hell no. So check it. This is the kicker, though. Because not too long later, maybe like a week later, I end up going over there to talk it out with her. I was going to apologize and everything, because clearly I knew she was lying, but she was really committing to this lie, best. Like, and she was a nurse, so she had some sense to her. So I'm like, damn. So
we sitting in her living room, we chit-chatting it up or whatever. And I'm still playing it cool. Like, I don't really believe you, but I'm gonna play your game. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be rational with you. And I am gonna give you the apology that you feel you deserve. You know what I'm saying? So we talking it out, blah, blah, blah. And she's still on the same thing. Like, yeah, you know, I respect that, but you know, I'm a nurse. I just don't believe in getting rid of, you know, the kids, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, ho, you ain't pregnant. But whatever. So I'm like, dude, she is really nuts. So mind you, so check it.
Right. Come on. The white man outside. Come on.
Check it though. We sitting there talking. All of a sudden, a car pull up and it's some dude. And she was like, oh, you gotta go. My husband's home.
What? What?
Husband.
Plot fucking twist.
Best. I didn't know she was married. I didn't know he lived there. I'm like, yo, husband. I'm like, wait a minute. I got hella questions. Now, fuck that. He about to come in here. We about to talk this out together then. Because if you even are pregnant, how I know it's mine? It might be his. No, hell no. Husband. So I'm like, she's like, yeah,
my
bruh. So she like, yeah, but we separated. Da, 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 da. I'm like, bruh.
You got too many issues for me, baby.
Man, that's what I tell you. That was rough. So point being, he ended up coming in through the back door, I guess, because like the garage is on the side, so it's easier for him to just walk through that way.
Please tell me he was already gone.
No, hold on. No, he normally come through the back. To this time, he came through the front. So I was like, fuck it. Nah, you want to play like you pregnant? Let's see what he got to say about this. Because I'm like, you ain't pregnant. You just trying to get back at me. And I'm like, if you really pregnant, then you would say that in front of him then. But, you know, I'm just like, all right, whatever. She's like, nah, you know, we talk about it later. You could tell she was like, her lie was slipping at that point. But she was, you know what I'm saying? She was kind of playing the fence. I'm like, whatever, dog. I'm about to go. Just whatever. Hit me later. So I go out the front door. I don't give a damn. Yeah, you know me. I'm with whatever. If he on BS, we could be on BS. I ain't on that, but shit, it's whatever. You know, you don't want us with a hoe. So I'm walking out the front door.
Dude
walking up. I walk out, head nod, give him the 1-2 head nod. Like I'm just a visitor. Like I'm the milkman, and I just dropped off some groceries or something. All right, what's up, bro? You know. Have a good one. You know?
Be blessed.
Be blessed. He don't say nothing. He just, you know, he walk in the house. I turn around. He got a crazy look on his face, like, at her. He kind of like confused. You know me. I hopped in. I chucked the deuce, and I peeled off. You know? And, I mean, that was that, pretty much. So, like, I don't know. Some stuff ended up taking place, like, after that. Basically with like me blocking her on Facebook, and then she had like some fake page that she created just to hit me up and like curse me out some more or whatever. Like, it was just toxic.
And just gonna curse me out?
Bro, you got a whole, we both wrong. How's that? We both in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like I said, point being, there was no baby, there was no pregnancy, none of that. She was just trying to get back at me. But the lengths that she went through, you know what I'm saying, to
that's got crazy. A baby running around.
Yeah, like, dog.
Oh my god, it's amazing to me the lengths that women go through to lie about stuff like that. Like, what's the end goal here?
Like, my thing is,
yourself more.
Buzz, my thing is, like you said, where did you expect this to go? How long did you expect to hold this lie up? When you ain't showing, ain't no doctor's appointments, ain't no HCG levels. Oh, ain't no here. I bought a test. Take this in front of me. Like, what was you gonna do?
They weren't gonna do nothing. They was just gonna ride the wave. They just wanted to talk to you a little longer or something.
Bro, I don't know. But I, you know, needless to say, I never did that again. For real.
Man, you dodged the bullet, clearly.
Man, clearly, because this was not somebody that I wanted to deal with forever. Oh, hell no. I'm talking Beth. She was worse than Trish when it came to that. That's her psyche. Oh no, it was off. There was something wrong with that girl. She
got hospitalization, clearly.
Bruh, she a nurse, dog. She cares over people. That is sad. People put their lives in her hands. Like, that mess is, that's wrong. They that let anybody rough. Become nurses nowadays. That mess is rough.
You needed to send a letter to her job. Do y'all know who y'all got working for you? Oh my god. All right, y'all, man. If y'all ever, which I know ain't nobody gonna admit to it, but if y'all ever been in a situation like that, y'all need to let us know how it turned out.
Oh man, best. Yes, please. I know you got a lot of guy associates on social media and all that stuff. Please, yes, let them know, hit them up, see if they hit you back. I want some stories, and I want to freaking tell them. Tell their stories.
I'm gonna tell them this is a safe space. Has a woman ever trapped you? This is a safe space.
for real.
That's
that.
That's unreal. And I didn't even know about this, y'all. This is news to me.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why you didn't know. It might have been one of them times where we was just really busy and it, you know, maybe had
you was like, this ain't even worth telling her.
Yeah. Best, it was such a interesting situation that I think I had to process it all and figure out how it was going to conclude before I even dealt with it. That mess took me a long time to process because there was so many moving parts and so many just transitions, like from one thing to the next. And it's like, is it real? Is it not? What is going on? You know, like, man, I need to reevaluate my life and my decision making and who I lay down with, even if it is just a one-time thing. So I've been upfront, completely clear as day, like ever since. Like, listen, this ain't that, you know.
Right. You want to do this or not? This going to be the time we do it.
Legit. You want to do this or not? We, you know, if it's decent, we'll do it more than once. Other than that, one and done. Let's keep it pushing.
If it's decent. Y'all, what do you say? What do you say to somebody like that? Because what if you agree to it? Because you just know your stuff is more than decent. So you like, all right, cool, bet. Thinking it's going to be more than one time. And that person just did. Oh no.
Oh man. Decent though? What would you do? Okay. Here we go. So you hook up with a dude or whatever. And y'all been talking for a little bit. Y'all cool, you know. You ain't really nothing long term, but y'all cool. You trust them, all that good stuff. And then afterwards, y'all finally did it for the first time afterwards. And you know, you kind of hit him with the, you know, so you know, you enjoyed yourself, blah blah. What if he was just like, I mean, it was decent.
Not no. Because first of all, you ain't about to be anything to me. I hate that word anyway. Best be like, decent ain't bad all the time. Nah, hell nah.
So I don't know if it's is it a Chicago thing or is it a me thing?
I think it's a Chicago thing.
I think it is too, because Duty be using it like that. Matter of fact, I think I got it from him, if I'm not mistaken. Sure. I love that word, man. That and diso, which is the same thing. But diso is always a good thing. So it's like, if it was decent, it depends on the context. Like, decent could be like, it was dope. Like, hey, you saw that movie Friday, how was it? Like, oh man, that shit was decent. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on the context. That means it was good as hell. But then at the same time, like I said, like with dude, after he hit, I mean, it was decent. It was that's like, it was all right. It could have been better. There's room for improvement. You know? Yeah.
No. We are never doing it again. You're alive.
He gave you something to aim for, man. You just got to try harder next time.
I ain't for these nuts. I ain't going. All right, dog.
Oh, man. That's
not a compliment to me. Damn,
that's not a compliment.
Excuse you. This is on the picture, somebody saying that. Can you imagine my face? I am so unaware of my facial expression sometimes, and I just be like,
decent, dog? Yeah, you right. Y'all got to fight at that point.
And period. We're going hands up. Ain't no way around it.
You got to let them know. Oh, it was decent. Well, these hands is more than decent.
Right. Watch this.
Right.
Ain't no way around it. You going to leave her messed up today?
For real.
All right, y'all. So, listen. I was kicking this to Best. And I was like, look. What's an event or something that you wanted to experience, but it went away before we got old enough to take part in it?
Mm-hmm.
And or what's something that, you know, you might have seen on TV or whatever, but, you know, like before you could
experience it.
Yeah, before you experience it, it went away. Like what's an example of some of those things that you would have wanted to experience, but it went away?
So what you got? What was yours? Give me an idea.
So one thing, and I know it's ridiculous, and I think it actually came back up for a little bit, but Freak Nick looks lit.
Oh Lord. Oh man.
Freak Nick look lit. Like, I'm pretty sure that's where 90% of our parents got pregnant at.
Okay. So it was a big ass orgy in Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know what was going down there, but it looked fun.
Okay. I mean, sure.
I got one more example, but you might have the same one, so I'll let you go.
You know, honestly, Bess, I don't know that I do. I'm trying to think. Something that was around that I wish I could have did before it disappeared, before they stopped it.
Yeah, either stopped it or slowed down, or, you know, it's kind of hit or miss if it'll come back around or whatever.
So the only thing that comes to mind, I remember I did this when I was a kid. I remember we grabbed Taco Bell and then we went to go see The Mask, and it was in Maryville when they still had the drive-in theater, but they actually have drive-in theaters still.
Right.
I know Sherrillville up there got one. So
yeah, we got one here too.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the only thing I could think of, but they got
drive-in once. It was so fun too.
I haven't been in my adulthood. Like I said, that was the one and only time I've been. So I do want to go. I am going to go to say that I have. But no, I don't think I got anything best. Anything that I want to do, they still got it.
So the second example, like I said, one was Freak Nick. Freak Nick looked lit. And then the second one was like the little live studio audience type shows, like Nickelodeon's Slime and Legends of Hidden Temple and shit like that. Cause I used to yell at the TV like, damn, like, don't go in that room, go in that one and fix it faster. Like, kids was tripping and shit. I was like, I could have done that.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is that different from Let's Make a Deal or The Price is Right?
I think it's a little different. Like, so as far as for me, the little Nickelodeon shows.
Oh, you talking specifically kid shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was just kind of like something that, you know, when, like, yeah, I always wanted to go on a game show. I think we both talked about that, how we wanted to go to on game shows.
Mm-hmm.
But like those specific shows that we loved as kids, like that would have been lit to go on Legends of Hidden Temple and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I never really watched that. I never really watched that. Yeah, no, that wasn't really my thing. I didn't like to see other kids have fun. That was just a tease. That was just a tease. Well, I'm watching. That's like kids nowadays watching other people play video games and play with toys. Like, no, I want to do it myself. I don't want to watch somebody do that. The only time I do is, you know, my boy, Israel85. He is a gaming YouTuber, and that's only because his commentary is hilarious. I don't watch him to watch him play the game. I watch him because his commentary during his gameplay is freaking hysterical.
Yeah, and, it truly is.
Oh my gosh. And he don't even be saying crazy stuff like that. It's his voice. Like, man, that dude is hilarious.
Yeah, mixed with the gameplay.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is unreal. He's hilarious.
So you know, Slime Time, I'm familiar with it. Legends of the Temple or Indiana Jones, whatever you're talking about, I ain't never watched. I don't even know what that is. I never watched it.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it. Like, I seen, like, a couple old clips, I think, on YouTube. Because that's, like, with the Moving Rocks or something, ain't it?
Moving Rocks?
Yeah. Didn't the boulders, like, move as they walk through? No?
I think maybe that's a different show.
Oh, shit. See, that goes to show. I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. It wasn't really my thing. I was during that time, like, instead of wanting to be on, like, a game show like that, I was outside, like, riding my bike and playing with, like, my neighborhood friends and whatnot. Or I was on my video game.
Yeah, I can give you that. I went outside a lot, but I wasn't, like, the...
athletic kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, yeah. Hop this fence, get dirty. Like, what? What do you mean? I'm not messing up my Oshkosh. What do you mean?
Nigga, I got so many ringworms as a kid because I would just literally play in dirt pits and get it all in my hair. You legit. Dirty. I never forget. Like, it happened all the time, but I could definitely think of at least two times where my mom had to put some type of ointment in my head, and she was like, oh, you got ringworm. And at the time, I didn't know, and I didn't care. But now that I'm older and I know what that is, and I'm thinking back, it's like, oh, snap. Like, man, I really was out here just doing whatever. Just bacteria all in my scalp. Like, sheesh. But, I know exactly where it came from. We had a big pit in our yard, in our complex. And I would just play in the dirt with my Tonka truck. I just put, because I had the big yellow dump truck. So I would just put dirt in there, and then I wouldn't wash my hands. And I mean, this was the 90s. So shit, we got dirty for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, we had fun.
Kids have gotten very, very far away from that.
But I remember sword fighting with shovels with this neighborhood kid. And but check it though. My mama, I didn't realize, my mama had a cheap shovel and the screw was loose. So when I went to go swing my shovel, the end of it flew off and popped dude in the mouth, and he started leaking. Boy, when I tell you, I ain't never been more scared in my life. I knew my mama was going to whoop my ass, boy. I just knew it was a wrap. Because for one, we playing with damn shovels. Two, I broke her shovel. Three, I hurt somebody and broke her shovel. Like, oh, hell no.
Cynthia was not having it.
Bro, I don't even remember how I broke the news to her. I think I just ran in the house, went to my room, and just closed the door, and just hoped that it went away. Pretty sure I just hoped that it went away. but this is the crazy thing. Like, I knew it wasn't, because as soon as I hit dude, he immediately covered his mouth, started leaking, and ran to his house. So ain't no way this was going to just silently just sizzle out.
God.
So all I know is a knock on the door, this kid and his mama. My mama called me. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. So, but you know what? His mama was so cool, because she was one of them. He wasn't even supposed to be outside anyway, like as far as her sons, but she was still like nice, because I remember her and my mom talking and laughing for like 2 hours, even though they had never talked before. Because you know, my mama, you know, Miss Cynthia, she will make a friend out of anybody. So I just remember them talking and laughing for like 2 hours. It's getting dark. Me and him still standing there looking at each other like, can we go down? Like, bro, can we go if y'all gonna do this? Like, can we go? We're done here.
Oh, my God.
He's still leaking, you know. So they made me apologize.
The baby bullying, and they have a full-blown conversation.
Like, take that man to the hospital. Call each other. I just have to apologize, and then that was that. I ain't getting in trouble. I don't know how, but I didn't, so.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. But that's what I did as a kid.
That's so funny.
So, no, I don't know, Bess. Like I said, everything I'm trying to do, I could do today. You feel me?
Well, ain't that sweet?
Nah, I mean, the closest thing to that is seeing certain people who ain't here no more. Lufa, oh, man. Bro, I tell you this. If they did the Tupac hologram of Luther, I would probably consider that best. I legit would probably go.
I ain't gonna even hold you. I'll go.
Yeah, for real. I'll be grooving, too.
Sprinkle a little Michael Jackson in there, too. I'd definitely be in the building.
Bro. Do you know how much they could sell them tickets for if they did a hologram of Michael Jackson, Bess?
Mm-hmm.
They would freaking... Oh, that they'd break records.
Hell yeah, they would. We need to... Look, I know we can't do nothing because of copyright, but...
Right. You ain't lying, man. Bro, at least put the idea in somebody's head. All right,
come on now. Pay us.
Got us a little check.
We ain't asking much.
So what we got? How much time we got left? We got more topics, or...?
Yes. So, real quick, y'all know we've been gone for a minute, but we do have a would you rather.
We do?
We do, yes. Yeah, it's something slight, but just to hit them with it, because they probably miss it.
Wait. You ain't hit me with a would you rather in a minute. Now I'm curious. What's up? What you got?
Look, you ain't checked the notes?
Hell no.
All right, so I was scrolling, and this is a would you rather I actually seen. I don't remember if it was on Twitter or if it was on Instagram, but one of the two. So the would you rather is, would you rather have your text threads exposed
Or would you rather have every pick you take exposed?
Mm. That's a good one.
Ain't it a good one? Oh, shit.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that is a good one. I feel like most chicks is going to say text. I feel like most dudes is going to say pictures.
Right.
Because I feel like more chicks would have like risque pics of them. And I mean, even though I hear all the time that apparently my gender likes to send unwarranted and unsolicited penis pics, I hear that a lot from women. I'm just like, man, dudes just be randomly sending them. Like, you ain't gave no indication that you were trying to see that, huh? And they just, no, good morning.
No reason. Interesting. They drop it off in your inbox.
Okay. fellas, we need to talk. Just hit my line. We need to talk. That's not okay. It's not. That's sexual harassment. It's virtual sexual harassment. But anyway, me personally, I'm cool with either one.
Oh, okay.
Text, pictures. Yeah, I ain't got no crazy pictures like that. Maybe text. I say text just to be on the safe side. I would expose my text messages. I don't be talking about nothing.
So I would rather expose my pictures.
You be talking that reckless, huh?
Yeah, listen.
You be sexting or like?
No, just like everything aggressive. I've said via text in general, I wouldn't want exposed.
How like, so?
I think about just like the deep conversation I've had with you, but you know, stuff that I say to my guy, like I just, you know, those like I don't know, I like, just I would rather the pictures, because 90% of my pictures is my child and freaking quotes or some recipes or something. I ain't gonna even hold you.
Okay, so you talking revealing some of your insecurities, or you just don't want people seeing a more vulnerable side of you?
Like maybe just like about stuff that I'm just not so I guess it might be like insecurities or stuff that I'm just like if stuff bothers me, I'm just more prone to not say it to that person. So I won't hurt that, you know me, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but it might have bothered me. So I might have just, you know, vented just to get it out instead of, you know, just to not hurt anybody's feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. I just don't know why.
Why what?
Why you care? I mean, not why you care, but like
you say that so much. I've heard that so many times in 11 years. It's unreal.
So my thing is, in that situation, that's the perfect opportunity for people to see that like what they do is affecting you, because it ain't like you two-faced. It ain't like you smiling in one person's face and then you hitting me up like, man, Bess, let me tell you what my homegirl so-and-so did. Like, she fake as hell. I don't even know why I'm still friends with her. You don't even dog people like that when you vent. You literally just vent. You literally just give their side, give your side, say why you feel you're being short, you know, getting the short end of the stick, and then you keep it pushing. So I would think that would be a perfect opportunity for you to let that out.
Right.
You know, like, unless
you're so dope for saying that though, because that's who I would like to be, you know, fair, you know, being like, hey, look, this is what they saying, but this is what I'm saying.
Best year,
so I'm glad I do that.
Don't get me wrong, like, yeah, you can be dramatic, but you're never, I mean, yeah, I'd be the first to say it. You can be dramatic. I don't think stuff be as deep as you make it seem, but at the same time, you do feel certain things deeper than I do or the next person might, you know what I'm saying? And that's okay, that's who you are. But I don't think you should be ashamed or feel the need to hide that. That's not a flaw, you know what I'm saying? That's I don't see the harm in that. And that's why I'm like, okay, you talking like your insecurities, like, you know, you don't like this about yourself, and so you express that to your moms and you don't want the world to see. I mean, I definitely would get that. But as far as what you're saying, shit, let it be seen. Reveal it to the world. I'll post it for you.
You always trying to do that. That is funny. So yeah, I don't know. Like,
like, you're a pretty open dude, you know what I'm saying? So I could see you saying, you know, all this wouldn't matter, but nah, for pictures, for me, you know, pictures wouldn't mean nothing.
I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of if you one of those type of people that just take, like, send or receive pictures like that. And me and you, we don't. That ain't our thing. We right. about the real deal. What is this picture gonna do? We grown as hell with kids.
Exactly. That's what I be saying. Who about to sit play around like this?
We pass pictures.
What is pass?
I'm two kids pass pictures. What's up?
Right, you dropping it off or not?
Right. Anybody got time for this? Matter of fact, I gotta put my babies to sleep. So we doing this or not? What's up? They got school in the morning. What are we doing?
What are we doing? What are you saying? I got to go. We both know what we're here for. Why can't people be more direct? That'll be so much. Life will just be so much.
I don't get it. I do get it. But as you get older, you just like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
For what? Like, just be upfront, be clear. I mean, life is short. Who cares what people think? You are you, accept you, enjoy you, be you.
Period.
That's it.
It's that simple.
It really is. And I promise, practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And you just gonna, life is gonna get so much easier. I'm telling you. Because people know your intentions, and people gonna always tell you, you know what? You genuine. You real.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Speaking of that, real quick before we get out of here, please mm-hmm. let us know what you would do. Like, you know, if you prefer your pictures or your text threads to be exposed, if you had to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
But also to just nod at, you know, being yourself, being genuine and open and all that. So yesterday, I kind of noticed a trend when people was like posting or whatever. I was going to bring it to your attention, but I just share it now. Every post that somebody made of me or put our pictures up there, whatever, to tell me happy birthday, everybody said the same thing. Like, everybody used the same words to describe me. And you literally do not know how dope that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when there is literally 20 different people saying, you're the most selfless person I know, you're the most genuine person I know, you're the greatest friend anybody can ask for. Like, that is so dope to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never try to be anybody. This is who I've been since I was a kid. So it's super dope that people recognize that. And I think as I've gotten older, people realize it and people want that in their life. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, people probably admire that so much to where they make an attempt to adopt that for themselves.
Right.
So that's really dope. It's extremely commendable and admirable. And for you personally, you know, I'm familiar with that feeling. So I know it's nice. It's reassuring. It's like, you know, like, it's damn.
So reassuring.
Yeah, it's like I am true to me, and I made the right decision, though, you know, all that time ago when I decided to just let go and just be myself and say, you know, screw it. I'm me. Like,
exactly. And I'm so glad you said that, Bess, because there was a point in time where I'm sure we all felt like, damn, well, I don't fit in with this crowd, or I don't fit in with that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to become yourself.
Yep.
And it's so rewarding to just be comfortable in yourself, and you are who you are, and people love you for it.
Dude.
And it's like, bro, I fought so hard to get here. This isn't a...
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I ain't nothing like it, man. So I just wanted to say that. And, bro, Bess is so, like, not sensitive. We are, like, polar opposites when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like super, super, uber sensitive, and Bess is just like, yeah, it just is what it is. Like, I do not know how this man deals with stress. It's unreal. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. He just like, yeah, well, mm-hmm. Like, it just happened, and that's what it is. Meanwhile, I'm over here having a meltdown. So, right. Bess is like, Bess makes this post or whatever, and the post is hilarious, but he's still like, oh. He's still just like, you are this person. you're this, you're that. And it's, man, that's just so dope. It's so dope to have, you know, the full circle. I got the real, real sensitive people, and then I got you who over here joking, you know, but still being real. And, man, I don't know, like, I don't know if it's like being 30 or what, but, man, it's a dope feeling to just be like, damn, doing good.
I'm doing something right.
Right. I'm doing good. Yeah. So, yep. It's refreshing for sure.
Definitely. You know, I had a similar feeling yesterday. It's so funny you mentioned that, because I literally just texted this yesterday. And I know you know, but so Jay, my 9-year-old, he got invited to like join the gifted class or gifted program or something, academically gifted yesterday. And so I had to like sign off on it and send it back to the teacher to say, yeah, it's cool. He could be tested for this, that, and the third. And I was just telling, was it Ty? I think so. I was just telling somebody that, like, with this parenting thing, and obviously, you know, I love the fact that you're a parent now, because we just connect on one more level. And that's a huge level in this game of life. Best, like, did Eli come with a handbook?
Absolutely not.
Even if you got all the advice in the world, at any point, did you still think like, oh, yeah, you know, like I got this mastered?
Hell no.
No. Every
day. At no point do you feel comfortable like, oh, yeah, I can handle this. Yes. Some days you're like, what the hell am I doing?
So how do you know so at any point, do you know 110% that you're doing it right or not?
There are small glimpses of when it's just like, damn, I'm doing a good job. Best, you can go ahead and tell me yours.
Best, I will screenshot this and send it to you now. Those were almost my words verbatim.
Oh, I already know.
So what my message said was, basically I had sent it to my partner. And so she goes, oh, that's amazing. You know, that's dope. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, she's like, yeah, you know, you already knew that he was gifted and blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. You know, but nobody tells you. And you're not looking for it, because you learn it as a parent. Nobody's going to tell you. I mean, you might have the support of your family, but that's different. You don't know. It's all a learning process, and it's all a good intentions. And I hope I'm doing it right. I hope I'm not raising a serial killer, and I hope I raise the next... You know what I'm saying? Obama, Michelle, or whoever.
Right.
So, and that's literally what I said. I said, but you get little reminders and little reassurances like this, and it puts the biggest smile on your face and in your heart, because you realize, like, damn, I'm doing
a good job. Yep.
I'm doing this right. Like, I'm where I'm supposed to be. You breathe a little bit. You exhale. You're like, okay. Okay, because you literally never know. You're just guessing every single day that you wake up and you parent. You're guessing and hoping. Mm-hmm. So, like you say, a little stuff like that is like, okay, cool, bet. I'm gonna keep going, and I'm gonna keep shooting. I'm gonna aim higher, and da 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 da. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing, except I'm gonna try to improve on it. And so, I just wanted to say that I know exactly where you're coming from, whether it's parenting, whether it's personal goals, career, whatever. Like, I feel you.
Bruh, and I swear, you don't even realize that you do it as well. Like, small glimpses of when you like, Eli's the most patient kid I ever seen. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or when we out, people are like, oh, he's so four. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is when he was three. He literally just turned four. So, like, little small stuff like that, or they like, man, he's the most well-behaved, or, you know, whatever. Because Eli's super empathetic, and I swear to y'all, that man gets that from me. Like, if he doesn't have my empathetic ability, or, you know, like, just my my care, my heart, he's a cool kid. Like, I really don't know where you don't see it in yourself, you know. Like, I told Bess all the time, like, his oldest son is just like him, and he don't even realize it. I'm like, he like, man, he way smarter than I was at this age. But I'm looking at him now, and I'm like, bro, we can win a whole trivia show with you. Like, you have no idea. Like, bro, you're brilliant. Like, yeah. It's so cool to see it manifest. And like he said, like, you just end it when you're not a parent. But every single day, you just, like,
trying to figure it out. They do new stuff every single day. Like, how the hell do I handle this problem? Or how do I handle this challenge? Or how do I even handle just making sure your child is heard and understood and well-rounded? You know what I'm saying? So,
and then look, even after you handle it, you reflect. You're like, damn, did I do that right?
Exactly.
Could I have done it better? You know, and if it was a little too aggressive for your liking, now you feel bad. Now you hard on yourself. You know what
exactly. And so, y'all, we grew up with parents that never apologized to us.
Hell like, no.
Put it like this, just to put this into perspective. Jaden has never heard me curse, unless maybe I was rapping a song in the car. Maybe, but I have never cursed at my son. How many of y'all can say that y'all parents never cursed at y'all? I can't say it. My mama cursed at me to this day.
So, legit.
It's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, I just got to say, like, I never worried about like Eli or you. And, you know, I was always excited. Now, of course, you never know because I'd never seen that side of you because obviously you ain't got no kid. Just knowing you, as long as you, you know, stay true to, you know, who you are, I never worried about Eli. And it's so dope. Like, the first time I seen you get on him, because that's the only thing I ever worry about, especially with new mothers. A lot of new mothers are too afraid of being too harsh to where it's underwhelming. The discipline is underwhelming to where it's just like, exactly. Dude, he going to be running all over you. You got to step it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I never worried about that with Bess. When I first seen it, I was like, bet she's gonna be just fine. And Eli is a reflection of that. He is smart, he is empathetic, he's outgoing, he has so much personality for a four-year-old, and he's your child. He is you and Fred's son, and it is dope because he is going to be perfectly fine, and I am excited for it.
Man, I can't wait. So seeing this manifest in this way, like J9, he and another gifted and talented program, like, bruh. Yeah. Like, and y'all, we'll have to get into it another day, but bruh, y'all, Bess was freaking working 3 jobs, going to school, like, and still made, like, raising his son by himself. Like, you don't see very many, you know, single Black dads, you know, and he's doing this shit by himself. Like, this is so amazing. It's so fucking amazing. And to know and not only be there through it all, like, I was best friends with Bess, you know, pre-kid, then seeing everything happen, and we've never fell off. You know what I'm saying? I think me and Bess stopped talking when I was pregnant for like 2 months and I about died. So like, we've never lacked. So I never missed anything. Right. And to see like him go through everything he went through from beginning to now, bruh, you deserve this. Like, yeah.
Man.
That's dope.
Yeah, we leave that for another day, but it's been a journey to get to this point. And it really is. It's dope. And it's not something that I talk about or it's definitely not something I brag about.
At all. At all.
You know, it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't do it for those reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm trying to make him a better version of me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, or, you know, both of them a better version of me. So, no, I definitely appreciate it. It has been a journey. If anybody knows that, you know, you literally have been, you and my mom, y'all have been the two people throughout the whole thing. And, you know, so, and actually you've been even closer because you are Best. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things you just don't really feel comfortable like going to, you know, to your mom's about, if it's like, you know what I'm saying? If it's just certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously with a best friend, there is no judgment, or there shouldn't be, if you got a decent best friend. There's that word.
If they decent, boy, don't you ever. Yeah, my best friend decent.
So, it really is dope. And, you know, honestly, I've been doing it by myself, but that support system is everything. You know, you being there, I'm telling you, man, having that person I can freaking, at one point, yeah, literally cry to. You know?
Yeah.
I know you remember that.
That's the only time I seen you cry.
See, that's the only time I didn't cry in the past decade. I'm a genius.
Woo! Best can't even tell you how many times you see me cry. Probably cry yesterday.
Hey, she crying right now.
Hey, come on, look here. I gotta cry. Oh, I gotta send you that video because Fred definitely did that when my mama walked in.
For real?
Just pulled out the camera, flashing all in my face. Look, she crying, y'all. Like, why are you doing this?
Not documenting it. Boy, if you don't back up.
Get out of my face.
He got ear droplets all on his screen. Like, damn, you were close, didn't you?
But y'all, we need to hear from you about like what moment did you be like, yeah, I am that dude or I'm that girl. Like, hey, I really am these years, you know? Like when did that moment hit for y'all? Or if it hasn't hit, what would make it real for you? I'm kind of curious to hear that.
You know, like for example, real quick before we get to just for example, like maybe you just started your business last year, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you bossed up. Now you like, hell, this is what I always wanted. I'm me, or I'm doing it, or I just got my LLC. You know, I'm in a process, like something like that. You know what? At what point, like she said, did you realize, like, damn, man, you know what? I think I got this.
You know? I think I'm doing all right.
I think I'm decent.
I think I'm deso out here. Please strive to be better than decent.
All right, man. I need to go show my family some attention, some love.
All right, y'all. It's been real. I've been sitting out in the car. I got to go in here and love on my mama before she cut out and go back to Mama, North Carolina.
Tell I said was good, and I'm still trying to see her naked.
Yeah, Jesus, we ain't got time to explain today. All right, y'all. Just tell her. Wrap it up. All
right, y'all.
You just had to cut you off, you know? When to cut it off. Cut! We can't all have right, no show because this is going to be a wrap.
We told y'all we was going to be routine with this. We sticking to it, we promise, because we love y'all as much as y'all love us. And so this is going to drop. Happy Sunday when y'all hear this.
Period. Give the Lord some attention today. Yeah, and hallelujah.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Go cut on some Kurt Franklin today. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, and some Joe Osteen for all our white listeners.
Yeah. Nah, Peter Popoff.
Who the hell is that?
That loud dude who used to come on BET at like 3 in the morning when you left your TV on. And he'd be like, thank God! Real loud.
Yeah, because my thing is, sweat. Like, what the my thing is, how you pop on the TV sweating? You ain't want to work up to it, sir? You didn't want to warm up? Okay.
Woo! All right, man. That mess is hilarious. I'm about to go watch that clip because that mess is funny.
All right. Y'all know what it is. Best friend talk. Oh, also, I've been getting a lot of friend requests, and I'm just gonna fuck. I've been getting a lot of friend requests and follower requests and Snapchat. I haven't posted anything, so I don't know where. But I appreciate you. Because it legit is people I know or I remember from school or whatever. But they all rolling in at once, and I'm just trying to figure out why. But I ain't complaining. So anyway. Hit your boy up. Y'all know Zaddy Kales, ZADDY_KELZ. I'm okay. So with me doing my modeling thing now, I gotta start really being on IG. So I guess I give you that. KJ_WIGGINS. Y'all know Best Friend Talk at Yahoo. Yeah, man, hit us up.
I'm a fix best IG for y'all.
So real quick, just 30 seconds. I am going to give you my username and password, and I need you to manage my account, and I will pay you.
Period.
For real. I'm gonna send you pictures and stuff, and I need you to caption it, do what you gotta do. I need you to do all of that, and I will pay you weekly if you will just manage my IG.
Listen, y'all already know I'm being best social media manager. My talent's gonna finally pay off.
I'm dead ass. Like, because Bess be on it, bro. I don't see her not on social media scrolling. Like, I just, man, I don't know how you do it. But you
and
do.
It's so funny because I still stay eight hours a day on my phone.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You busy as hell, but yeah, you still be having time to know what's going on with the current topics. And I don't know how you do it. So I'm like, okay, cool. You got the time? Here you go. Like,
Did you know I had a business IG too?
Yes. Yes, I do. I follow it.
See? I got all that. I'd be just boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. So don't even trip.
Said that's the key to like reach your audience and staying, you know, staying relevant.
So yeah, that's real. I'm trying to get that blue check mark one day. So, you know,
hook your boy on our way.
Yeah. All right. Hit us up, y'all.
It's been real. We be all right. Dude. All right. Until next.